you started with Dots, so you had an amazing team, first of all. Congrats with that, because I think that is at the basis of the initial growth of the startup, having a great team as well. That is complementary, right? Because you need to have the people who can, you know, help you and be good at their thing.
Yeah, a company only exists by its people, but right?
Exactly. But Dots started with their own hardware, if I am not mistaken. So can you please explain a little bit the process between, you know, starting Dots or leaving the previous company and then launching in Brussels, which was not that big of, you know, time in between, but it takes a lot of time to have a good hardware like Dots.
So, you know, I think when we started Dot, we knew from the beginning that hardware is really important, right?
It's key. Yeah.
It leads all the unit economics. It is what makes ride experience safe or not for the user. It has obviously very big environmental impact, depending if it lasts or not. And overall, it's obviously a big part of the user experience itself.
And the loyalty and stuff.
And the loyalty and everything. And so when we saw like that the first shared e-scooter operators were using, you know, a scooter which was made for individual consumers, for the private market, and that they were getting, you know, destroyed basically very quickly, we thought, well, there's no way we are going to start with this type of, you know, what was the Segway or Ninebot e-scooter. There's no sustainable business with this kind of hardware. Yep. And so we were very clear that we would never start actually with this kind of hardware. What we knew is that we needed like shared e-scooters which were built
for sharing,
shared micro-mobility.
There was no one doing it.
At that time, we found basically a Singaporean guy, which is called Daniel, which had already worked for a few years in the e-scooter industry.
Oh, wow.
And so together with him, I went in August, actually 2018, in China. And we went to screen all the suppliers we could find that were producing e-scooters in China.
Yep.
And we found one supplier which had basically designed an e-scooter specifically for the shared mobility market. So what it meant is that this e-scooter was built much more to be durable, so it was much more robust.
So the lifetime was
exactly
higher.
Exactly. It had also like the bigger wheels. It had a larger deck and it had also proper mechanical brake. Now it seems
basic,
but at that time there were only electrical brakes, which was extremely dangerous, right, when you are going downhill. But it had a mechanical brake. And so just these features like the big wheel, the mechanical brake, the large deck, we said, okay, like this is like, you know, what we need to get started. So the story is that it was not our own design. We made some modification on this design, but it was not our own design because you need a lot more time to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's the design we use at the time. Indeed, when we launched in Brussels and in Paris, in Lyon, we made a massive difference because we are the only one basically which had the e-scooter which was comfortable to ride, safe to use with the mechanical brake, the big wheels, and also was much more durable. And for the story, this e-scooter that we launched about 3 years ago is still being operated. It's not operated in Brussels, but it's operated in Poland because just the cost of operating it is more expensive than the newer generation. But it's still being operated, and we just decided after analyzing the durability of the product that actually we would continue to operate it for a fourth year, which is pretty amazing.
We would never
have thought about it. You know, like 3 years ago, the discussion was, okay, would it last 3 months, 6 months or 9 months? You know, that was the type of discussion.
But you guys actually set the standards of the, you know, the quality of the scooters, basically, because I remember when I was working at in Brussels.
Yeah.
When I saw a Dot scooter and I tried it, I mean, the experience on the cobblestones, it was way better.
Which is very brutal in Brussels.
Yeah.
And now, you know what we say is like, if we want to test a new scooter, we always go to Brussels, because the cobblestones are the most horrific one across Europe. I mean, Rome is pretty good also for that, but Brussels is definitely at the peak. So if you pass Brussels, you are good.
I mean, Brussels has a lot of difficulties, I would say, because sometimes, you know, a certain percentage might end up in the water or on the highway. I remember these things happened, but you guys really, in my personal opinion, set the standards for the industry to kind of like build on top of what you already have. Because I think with the iterations, maybe not the next one or the second one, but from the third one, then they could not come back with a scooter that looked like, you know, not a shared scooter, you know, like maybe the ES4. It had to have at least the minimum specifics like the Dot one had, you know, the big wheels, the suspensions.
Yeah.
I mean, because otherwise, the users would, I mean, I would not use it. I only used Lime or Dot, because Lime also had a pretty good scooters even back then, I think.
Yeah. Ours was better, but.
I mean,
with all due respect, Lime.
But I think a Lime scooter, the original one, is still being used in Prague.
Yeah, there are still cities. But. Yeah, they bought a lot of them also. Yeah. So
I think, you know, that is also sometimes a story that needs to be discussed, because in the news often it's about, you know, scooters are not durable, they only last, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. But I think sometimes it's also good to look at the stories or the companies that actually put time, efforts, and a lot of money and building a durable scooters, a scooter for the long term, and seeing that it's still being used now.
Yeah, and I think, unfortunately, it's true that the industry has still a bad image because of the beginnings with the e-scooters, which were made for individual consumers, and especially in the US. But now, honestly, I think the whole industry is using e-scooters that are quite robust. Not only Dot, you know, everyone. And I think, generally speaking, the e-scooters, have multiple life years of.
But that's
of
because life. They are all using the same companies.
True. But the criticism, about the industry in relation to the lifetime of the e-scooter, I think, is not anymore.
No, it's not. Doesn't reflect the current situation
reality of now. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And